Last Word on Today FM.
Charlie Weston, personal finance editor of the Irish Independent, with us for our weekly Money Spot. And I've just gone on the internet to check the price of a Dubai chocolate bar, and I've managed to find one for a tenner. A tenner for a bar of chocolate, Charlie. Made with pistachio, katafi pastry, whatever that is, and tahini. Geez, it better taste nice because it doesn't look great.
Well, this thing is just, it's gone bananas, Matt. If you can look on Instagram.
There's not a variety with banana in it, Charlie.
No, it's not. There's no banana, but it's pistachio in particular and dark chocolate. And if you look on Instagram, for example, there's 150 million videos on this. This British woman invented this thing. Sarah Hamouda is her name. Hamouda, she was an Egyptian English woman. She had cravings for a particular sweet that the Arab people like. So she invented this thing, and she got a few influencers involved, and all of a sudden it took off, and now people can't get enough of this. You're restricted in some shops to one or two bars. For example, if you want to go mad for that special one in your life, Graw Chocolates in Galway are doing a Dubai chocolate Easter egg for, wait for it, Matt, 55 euros.
You're kidding.
55 euros for an Easter egg.
There'll be people giving out now about the price of Easter eggs, and they might go off and buy this stuff. One listener says they are rotten.
Yeah, well, I can't see. I don't like pistachio anyway, but it's a pistachio paste. It looks very gooey and ooey to me. It wouldn't suit me, but they, you know, you saw one there for 10 euros. Most of them are 12 euros a bar.
And I wonder, will people be getting bars of this stuff now instead of an Easter egg?
Well, they might well get the Easter egg filled with this gooey mush, you know, and it is just, it's taken
off. No, they won't get it filled with the gooey, because an Easter egg is just a big thing of hollowness these days.
Well, you know, not these Dubai, the Dubai chocolate ones are filled with the pistachio paste. But
you see, this here says, my sister got one 2 weeks ago from Dubai at a cost of 50 euro. The bar was so small, we had a square each.
It is, yeah, it is. Look at it. It's one of these crazy things. It'll probably disappear soon. It's just a phenomenon.
A fad.
It's a fad. And it's influencers, it's Generation Z or Z, whatever you call them, have gone mad for this. All the shops have a version of it now. Yeah. And
as the listener says, Dubai chocolate is just not a social media hype like the drink Prime. Fools have been sucked in again.
Well, there's an element of that. Like, it's just, it's taken off and everybody's talking about it, you know, and they're mad into it. You have celebrities, you know, getting involved, like Brooklyn Beckham and these people.
And you said that with a level of disdain, Charlie. You tell you're a Liverpool fan.
Well, look, you know, 55 euros is a lot to spend on an egg from Graw, even if it is an Irish company over in Galway, Graw.
Which is, there's no eggs are cheap these days. No. Or if they're cheap, they're damn small.
They're damn small. Yeah, you're talking about, you know, they've gone way up in price, and also shrinkflation comes in here, and skimpflation as well, because they're using lesser ingredients. So, you know, a few years ago, you would have got a 200-gram Easter egg, an Easter-themed chocolate egg, for maybe 3 euros. 3 euros. That's up to about 7.50 at the moment, Matt. And, you know, which in England, the Consumer Magazine reckons that the average price is up about 50% this year compared with last year. Now, the reason for that is cocoa prices. It's commodity. Okay. It's gone through the roof, to be fair. Very poor harvests in West Africa where cocoa is mainly grown. And that's to do with climate change. They've had to replant in areas which are just not as productive. So, you know, you're talking about, you know, cocoa prices, the commodity price quadrupling in the last couple of years.
And then that means then the eggs you get. The one thing I've really realised as well in recent years, it's not just the size of it, it's how thin the actual egg might be now as well. There used to be a time where you'd have to really work at it to break open an egg. Yeah. Now you'd literally pick it up in your hand and it nearly crumbles in your hand, it's so thin.
You used to have to pick up the egg and whack it against a table to get it to break. Now, you're right, Matt. Now
sure, we're real old fellas here with this one, Charlie.
Well, no, you don't even have to go back too far for that, Matt. You know, I mean, the last while, you know, it's just this usual thing of you're paying more but you're getting less because they've shrunken the size of it, it's much skinnier and they're putting in inferior ingredients into it. So, you know, and the thing is, about a third of Irish consumers will probably buy at least one egg. Probably about 30 million euros will be spent on the Easter eggs. Now, if you want to be a real skin flint, Matt, just wait till near Easter Sunday and see if they're not being discounted because
I've tried that trick before and I got caught out.
Yeah, exactly. I was about to say, it's a very, very dangerous tactic because more often than not, you go into the shop and they're all gone. and they will clear them quickly, and you won't even get a box of milk tray or whatever.
No, or else you'll get the eggs that nobody wants, are the ones that are madly, wildly expensive.
This is the problem.
The solicitor though says maybe it's a good thing environmentally and health-wise that the eggs are too expensive. Less consumption, you know, and if people with type 2 diabetes or whatever and stuff, you know, won't be eating the wrong types of big eggs, you know?
Well, maybe, you know, but I may have people on to me saying that they're looking at eggs for 18 euros and a fairly bog standard and they're wondering what the hell, you know? So, but
some listeners suggesting some people can't eat, or some companies can't even advertise them now as chocolate eggs because they're only about 20% cocoa. They're not allowed to call them.
They're not even chocolate anymore. And somebody else complained to me as well that they're not being called Easter eggs, they're just being called chocolate eggs. But, you know, people will buy them. Kids in particular expect to get an Easter egg. You know, people will buy them for their significant other. So it is a big thing, and whether you like it or not, you know, people are going out there and they're spending money on Easter eggs.
Yeah, one listener says, well, on the eggs and chocolate, all the Cadburys are loaded with palm oil instead of dairy, so the taste is gone.
Yeah, this is this skimpflation thing I'm talking about. We've no way of knowing this. There's nobody testing it. There's nobody telling us that what they're putting into that is completely different that compared to what might have been put into it maybe 2 years ago. And, you know, this is again where we're having the wool pulled over our eyes by big multinationals to maintain their profit margins.
And another listener says, in relation to the Dubai egg, it tastes like a big Ferrero Rocher.
Yeah, I haven't tasted one. I don't know, but I mean, I just know it's a phenomenon that's taken off at the moment.
Here's another one. You love this one. I asked my cousin who lives in Dubai to bring some home when she was coming, and she said there's a minimum purchase over there of 3 bars that would cost 70 euro and they have to be eaten within 3 days.
Well, from what I know, you know, if you're trying to buy them online from delivery from Dubai or Abu Dhabi, they're restricting you to 500 grams per day, you know, so... Yeah, there's such a demand for these things.
Somebody just sent me a photograph. This is from England because it's £3 for a Marmite flavour chocolate egg.
Oh God, that sounds awful. Yeah, yeah.
Oh God.
Yeah, but you know.
All right, we better talk about sensible things. tell us a little bit about the extraordinary rise in the numbers with private health insurance.
Yeah, Matt, you know, despite the fact that we've had ridiculous increases in health insurance, I mean, some plans are up by 25%. And it's not just that. The benefits that they will give you as well are being heavily cut back. You know, they're restricting them and the refunds are smaller, that kind of thing. Now, the average increase last year was about 12%, according to the Health Insurance Authority, the regulatory body. But many plans went up by 26%. Despite that, we have had a small increase in the number of people with health insurance. It's up now only about 1.5%. 2.5 million people in this country have health insurance. 2.5 million people are paying for this. And you're talking about families paying a couple of grand a year for health cover here now. You know, a family of four, you'd be lucky to get decent cover for 2.5 grand. So it's a hell of a lot of money. The average policy is about 1,740, according to the Health Insurance Authority.
Is that for a person or for a family?
That's the average premium. So that's just one premium.
One person.
One person. And that's up about nearly 150 euros between 2023 and 2024. And then older people tend to be on all the wrong plans. They're on expensive legacy plans. They don't tend to change. They're nervous about changing. They pay too much. They pay an extra 800 euros more than the average for the average plan. They're paying about 2.5 grand. So, you know, it's very, very expensive, very convoluted as well. 338 plans out there, you know, very complicated for people. We're guilty of not doing enough work here to get better value because it's become so expensive. People are going to have to put more effort into getting better value when it's got so expensive.
Okay, what do you make of the government's decision to delay auto-enrolment for pensions?
This is just disgraceful now. They've done this again, you know. This is something that's been in the mix or been talked about for 20 years. And we were finally supposed to see it start from September. It now may not be until January.
Look at the why do you think it is? Is it down to the fact that they can't get their ducks in a row when it comes to the administration of the system? Or could it be there's a realisation that it's a bit complicated, and particularly, you know, that the tax arrangements are a bit different from the existing tax arrangements, which is giving people pause for thought?
Yeah, nobody knows much about it because there hasn't been enough done to kind of inform people about it. I mean, that's a fair point, Matt. I mean, I think you could argue, and the unions are arguing this one, the Irish Congress, the trade unions, it might be better to launch it in January people, you know, probably will get a tax cut. USC might come down. So if they have to make
They also have big credit card bills that they might be trying to pay off in January or paying for their summer holidays.
But think about it this way, Matt. If it's coming out of your wages, if you're getting a tax increase at the same time, you know, supposing you're just 20 euros better off in the week, but there's an extra tenner has to go into a new pension fund, it mightn't be so painful. But the issue here is the government hasn't got it together on this. They've only just recently appointed investment managers. They just haven't got the whole process and are ready to launch it in September. And they're dressing it up as a kind of a, listen, businesses were trying to ease the burden on you given the turmoil in world markets and the uncertainty around Trump tariffs. But it should not be delayed beyond January. It's been going on for too long. They have it about 13, 14 years in Britain now. We shouldn't be hanging in here, just keep constantly delaying this. It has been delayed and delayed and delayed a number of times at this stage.
Okay, just to finish, I have another listener getting in touch saying, bought a Dubai chocolate bar in London. It was delicious. We would never do that again. The reason being, do you know how much they paid for it?
Don't tell me. For 14, 15.
Sterling, £22.50 for a chocolate bar. Jeez, it would want to be delicious.
That's mad stuff.
Charlie Weston, personal finance editor of the Irish Independent. Thank you.
The Last Word on Today FM.